So, Jack, the Army recently published a sources sought document. It's basically an RFP, and they're looking for contractors to enhance the Army's ability to identify threat actors, manage risks, and proactively enhance cybersecurity posture, as they say. So all this sounds like a job for FAIR quantitative risk analysis, but FAIR is typically used in business cybersecurity. So how can the Army adapt FAIR for military duty?
That's a great question, Jeff. And FAIR can absolutely be used in military applications. Really, the interesting things about this RFP are we're talking about the need to understand battle space awareness better and get insight into what are the threats that are coming into the organization and to the battle space in general. They also want to spend some time looking at the secure operating areas, which includes a specific call-out to assessing risk. All of these are part of the Cyber Command's new strategy of Defend Forward, where they're looking to conduct more influence operations and to protect the critical infrastructure of the United States before bad things happen. So to me, this is really around understanding where in the patchwork of federal and private sector critical infrastructure are weak points. And that just comes down to really understanding risk at its core. So FAIR is absolutely primed to help with that by helping organizations, public and private, understand where risk exists in the organization by looking at economic impact, as well as getting a handle around how to organize and classify the threat actors and the indicators of compromise and the tactics that these groups may use to rank order them in terms of what are the priorities for defense.
Well, that's great insight, Jack. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jeff.